that we know not what lies before us in this year of 1970. We know not what sorrow may come our way, what problems may arise, and what uncertainties await us. But this we know, that God has promised grace sufficient for every need. And to that all-sufficient grace, let us add our willingness and obedience to heed that still small voice of God. I wonder how many of the listeners of the Mission Trail broadcast remember that very first broadcast on Friday night, January 22nd, 1965. That broadcast was heard over a powerful station from Mexico. This week, we'll complete our fifth year of broadcasting the gospel message. They have been good years, and we're not discouraged, even though we have had plenty of problems, and we still have some. It is true that we cannot roll back the past years and relive them now, but I thought it might be interesting for the listeners of the broadcast now to hear part of that very first message in January of 1965. Would you like to hear part of that first recording? Then listen to this song, Wasted Years, as sung by Donald and Marilyn Eck, Kenneth, and Laverna Probes, with a special reading by Laverna Probes.
Come you lived without love or for tears, and you searched for the grave hidden meaning, or is your life filled with long wasted years? Wasted years, wasted years, oh how foolish. As you walk on in darkness and fears, turn around, God is calling, He's calling you from a life of wasted years.
A maiden fair, a youth of strength, together started out. On life's highway, broad and bright, their love was so devout. They felt the need to turn to God, so went and joined a church. But for truth and Christ and holiness, they failed to go in search. They prospered well, a family came, they felt they had it made. But all too soon the end was near, as vapor life did fade. When face to face they came with death, they realized all too late that wasted years was all they had. How sad their state. All wasted years could we recall and bring you back again. We'd live for God and work for Him, renouncing every sin. Too late, for we must die. And wasted though our years, it's all we have upon our hands, as death it now appears.
Search for wisdom and seek understanding. There is someone who knows all his tears. Give it up, though you're buried. You can't go on in the life of wasted years.
Then this scripture was also on that broadcast. We read in Luke 15, beginning at the 11th verse. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields
to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. If you find yourself in this condition, what you should do is to arise and go to your father.
Friends, this has been a little part of that very first gospel message by the Mission Trail, which was on the air January 22nd, 1965, and this has almost been 5 years ago now. And may I take this opportunity to express my heartfelt thanks and appreciation to those who have so faithfully stood by to assist in this venture of faith. And truly, I can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for the past blessings in the years that are gone. But we need new strength, new grace, and new courage as we enter this year of 1970. Prepare us to fulfill thy purpose and will in all things. Bless each listener of the broadcast, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's a song, I Shall See Him. The singers are Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
I have found the joy of God in His sacred breast above, love, the comfort of a peace that fills my soul. And the day is courts within, far exceedeth all in sin, in His secret presence I'm abiding. I shall see Him, shall I see Him. I shall see Him in His beauty over there, in His likeness I'll behold Him. He is waiting for me at the portal. Of my life the fountain springs, now my all to Thee I bring. Thou, O Lord, art all my heart's supreme delight. Whom have I in heaven but Thee? None on earth so dear to me. Thou alone art altogether lovely. I shall see Him, shall I see Him? I shall see Him in His beauty over there. In His likeness I'll behold Him. He is waiting for me at the portals. Take the world, for Christ is mine. In His kingdom I will shine. Let me labor all my days and years for Him. Perfect love and bliss abound, in His presence I have found. Life is joy supreme and full of glory. I shall see Him, shall I see Him? I shall see Him in His beauty over there. In His likeness I'll behold Him. He is waiting
Friends, if we may assist you in obtaining a closer walk with God in the days of 1970, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And now until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.